When you settle into a small village in the once communist former Yugoslavia, you might notice how some things haven't really changed much.
Croatia was free. It could have anything it wanted now. Now what are they going to do with all of that? And the women just kept doing what they were doing, which was working all the time. And the men were kind of thinking about it.
Hi, I'm Rick Steves. In the hour ahead, Jennifer Wilson explains what her young family learned from half a year in small-town Croatia. And after Francis Tapon lived in each country of the Balkan Peninsula, he came back with a book's worth of observations, like this, about the Bulgarians.
They do look after each other, and that's one thing that still exists today.
Plus, tour guides from Italy investigate the high-powered north of their country.
Milan is less than 20 miles away from Switzerland. That reflects in the mentality, in the temperament, in the behavior, the lifestyle, the food.
Life in the Balkans and northern Italy. It's coming right up on Travel with Rick Steves.